grandson's injured, mother's in the room with the subject, unknown what exploded.
I just froze for a second, and then my initial reaction was just to protect my son.
In March 2018, Austin, Texas was a place of fear and panic.
One person is in the hospital after an explosion at a home.
The first bomb exploded the morning of March 2nd.
Well, you know, it all started when multiple people called the Austin Police Department early this morning.
It's not time to panic, but it's time to be vigilant and it's time to pay attention.
It was just a loud, loud boom.
You know, it's funny. I don't remember hearing the blast.
I'm Jason Puckett, the host of Bomber. Over the course of this podcast, I'll tell you the inside story of the hunt for the Austin bomber. A search that would last 19 days while the city remained on edge and the nation watched and wondered, who is behind this? Where will they strike next? And what if this happened in my hometown?
We didn't know what the package looked like, so any package was suspicious.
And you're thinking, how many more did this person or persons plant overnight? How many more unsuspecting people may go out front and handle a package and suffer the kind of injuries or loss of life that we've already seen?
You can't even emotionally process or wrap your head around this. This whole past 10 days has been like a movie scene.
We just want answers to know what happened to our neighbor and what's happening to the other people in Austin.
You can have terror strike in a moment. And we knew that time was of the essence because of the unpredictability of when and where the bomber may strike next.
What kept him, I guess, from wanting to hurt us?
Into the flames, I laid you down.
You know, all of these folks were good people. They were members of our community, and they lived a life and people cared about them.
I called your name.